celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio. Here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Hey, hey, my friend. It is Animal Radio. I'm Hal Abrams. Judy Francis is screening your calls for Dr. Debbie, dog trainer Alan Cable, dog father Joey Volani, or animal communicator Joy Turner. And today, actually, Joey Volani is the bird father. And why would that be?
I'm actually the bird man of Animal Radio.
Birdman.
Yes, because I'm going to be telling you the benefits of grooming and bathing your bird. You know, it's funny. Now that I'm speaking about that, because I just seen a documentary on the Birdman of Alcatraz, and when you watch the movie, you think he's this nice guy, and you know, he had the birds on the roof, and he was a sick human being that they couldn't even put him in the showers with the other inmates. So I don't want to be the Birdman of Animal Radio. Okay, I changed that.
Now, you actually put your bird in the sink, and you'll do the whole deal. And I got to say, doesn't it scare you? Gurney, by the way, is the name of your bird, and I have no idea why you named it Gurney. But
I didn't name a Gurney. Gurney was 6 years old when I got Gurney, so Gurney came with the name. So that's why I would have never that name would have never even crossed my mind.
Doesn't Gurney freak in the shower though?
No, loves it. My bird, if you're showering, and that's the big highlight, I think, of my bird's day, is because it's getting in the shower and standing there next to you as you're showering. The bird loves it and loves water in general. If he stands by the sink, you turn the sink on, he has to you know, stick his head down and take a drink. The bird just loves water. Sick. I think he's a birdfish.
That's cute.
That's all on the way. We'll find out how to bathe your bird in. Seems to be very important. From the dog, the bird father, or the bird man of Animal Radio. I guess bird father, that doesn't sound right.
It's not very manly.
No, it isn't.
No, you know, I don't want to go there.
Also on the show today, the lady who's put together the dog tarot cards. We'll have giveaways of these tarot cards for your dog. I really can't tell you much more about them until she comes on, because I really don't know much more about them. Also, the trainer who has trained dogs to drive. You may have seen this video. That's all on the way right here on Animal Radio. And Stacey, of course, what are you doing?
You know, a lot of actors and actresses get into different marketing things besides just acting. It's a great way to make money. They use their celebrity status, and they have a product that catches on. Paris Hilton, she's got 5 billion products. Paul Newman, he's no longer with us, but he's got salad dressing, at least his relatives do, and they're fighting over who owns it. And then Katherine Heigl, she's got a new product, and she's got a bunch of products. I'll tell you what they are coming up on Animal Radio News.
Let's hit the phones. Hey, Jan, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi.
I have Dr. Debbie right here. What's up?
Hi. I have a 6-year-old Persian. Hi. And she will not come to her name.
What's her name?
Her name is, I call her Sugar Baby.
That might be it.
Maybe it's actually how it is. She doesn't like the name.
Oh, the animal communicator Joyce says she doesn't like the name.
Well,
she's like, oh, too bad, huh? Well, you know,
she doesn't answer to anything at all. And I know she can hear because it's loud sounds and the doorbell and all that, and she runs. But mm-hmm. she will not come to anything that I call her. The only time I can get her attention is a shaker with treats in it. That's it.
There you go. There you go. You just hit upon it. Cats don't respond and listen like a dog does. So, you know that there's an old saying that dogs will come when they're called and cats will ask you to leave a message. And it is so true. It is so true. Cats have to have a motivation because naturally they're just kind of that kind of critter that they hang back and say, what? You want me to do what? So we need to motivate her. Now, and Joy has just said, you know, if she doesn't care for the name, that's the other thing. So some general tips when you name a pet, whether it's a dog or a cat, we want to keep it short. So we want to have 1 to 2 syllables. You don't want to make it a very long, drawn out name. And preferably, we try to end the name on a vowel, especially because that makes our voice kind of rise at the end. So we say Frisky. We say baby, and your voice goes up, and it helps to kind of keep their attention while you're calling them. And then we also want to make sure you don't want to use anything that sounds like people's names in the homes or any bad words or anything else where it might sound like a command. So in a cat, you have a special situation because you have to get over this hurdle of motivation. And most things in the cat world rely and circulate around food. So that is the great motivator for cats. And I would encourage you, if it's important for you, for the cat to come when you're calling, then you work towards that by using food rewards. And preferably that is done where you limit the amount of actual food that's available at that time. So you don't want a cat that can go up to the food bowl, graze, and say, "Ah, thank you, I'm quite full right now. I don't really want to perform." So you cut back a little bit on the food, or preferably do this little play sessions, training sessions before you put that food down. And then use your command, come, start it off with her name, hopefully something cute like baby, Snooky or whatever. And
yeah,
then
I call her baby. Yeah.
Okay. And then use the command and give the food reward afterwards. And it takes a lot of time for cats to get this compared to dogs just because, you know, they kind of lose interest. But you want to make sure you pair it with food and preferably something really yummy, tasty, those treats that you wouldn't give normally, you give when you want to work with her and her name. And you can you can even do clicker training for cats, believe it or not, if you work on it. But I think I want to go back to Joy and you know, maybe this cat, Joy, does she have a suggestion on what she wants her name to be?
Well, she wouldn't mind the baby thing, but she wants something that's a little dignified. The other thing she's really wanting is she wants you to understand that she is not your servant, so she's not going to come at your beck and call.
You are her servant. You have to remember that.
That's it. And she says if you do give her something that's motivational enough for her, in other words, a big enough reason in her mind that she should come toward you, she will do that, but don't expect it unless there's a real good thing in it for her.
Well, the treats, and I don't give her many. What I've done is substitute a treat for a different I have a better cat food. She won't eat canned wet. She only, and she's a grazer, so she doesn't eat a lot at a time. And I do substitute a different cat food, the kibbles, instead of treats, because I end up giving her too many. And so she loves them. She thinks they're a treat. So I just put it in the little shaker and shake it, and she comes. That's her motivation. That's all that she's looking for.
That's all she's looking for is a reason to come and not to feel like she has to respond just because you said so.
Okay.
Good luck with that. We have four cats in the studio, and one of them actually comes for its medicine. We can actually let the cat outdoors and call it to come like a dog, but then the other cats, they wouldn't give us the time of day on a bed.
Yeah.
Good luck with
that. I know my daughter's got a couple cats, and they all come to their name.
She's lucky. She's lucky.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you can work this out. Let us know how it works out. We're curious to find out if Dr. Debbie's advice really works or not.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hal. Voice of confidence there.
Thank you.
Take care. Of course it does. She is our vet, by the way, and we trust her implicitly with your animals.
You're listening to Animal Radio.
Hey, Animal Radio, it's Vinny Penn, your party animal, coming at you yet again. If you were paying attention to the last episode's party animal installment, you know we're getting a little art house here, got a subtitle going. We're doing the Cruiser Chronicles. Cruiser is my mini schnauzer of my youth that I had. He ran the show. He ran the Penn household for over 10 years. I was telling a story in the last installment about Cruiser eating about 30 pounds worth of chocolate, probably, and surviving. And now I've got an even better Cruiser story for you all, although it does start on a somber note. I'll just let you know, recently, my older sister called me. An old friend of my mother's had passed away, hadn't seen her in ages, and she said, you know, we should pay our respects, we should go to the wake, and we went to the wake, of course, to pay respects. Really, I hadn't seen her in in ages, since the 90s. When we were leaving, my sister said to me, gee, when was the last time you saw her? I've been seeing her around lately. You probably haven't seen her in a million years. I said, Lori, I haven't. And I started thinking about the last time I saw her. It was actually, and we were in hysterics, which you never feel good about being in hysterics on the way home from a wake. I mean, there's at least a sliver of guilt. But nonetheless, I said, gee, I remember what it was. She had come to the house. She was visiting mom. And while she was visiting mom, Cruiser took a dump in her pocketbook. Not even kidding you. The sick part is she didn't even realize. We always said that Cruiser acted like his crap didn't stink. You know the old saying? Yeah, you act like your crap doesn't stink. Well, Cruiser's evidently did. He acted that way, and it was because it didn't, because she made it all the way out to her car, God rest her soul, without knowing there were two dog turds in her pocketbook. I don't know if Cruiser was sending a message, if there was something in the pocketbook that had made him feel as if this was the perfect spot. Maybe he just felt like she was a... She'd take it outside for him. Who knows? Only Cruiser knows. But inadvertently, this gives me an idea. The doggy poop pocketbook. Make a lot of money on that. All I need is a distributor. Vinny Penn, Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free Happy Homes. Don't forget you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear Free, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Hi, this is Paul Rogers.
And Cynthia Rogers.
On Animal Radio.
Just know that it's going to be all right, meow.
You know, I never really understood the value of having a good credit score until I started to make a few purchases recently. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Because my credit score was in the 600s. I was borderline getting denied on my new apartment. And guess what? My new car payment is about 30% more. Having bad credit can even affect your credit card rates. Having a good credit score is important to your financial future, and you can save a lot of money. Call the Credit Pros right now. In a free phone call, we can tell you exactly how to improve your credit score. Plus, learn about our 60-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy after 60 days, we'll give you 2 months free. Make this free call right now for a free consultation and free credit review. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-245-1583. 800-245-1583. That's 800-245-1583.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to boost in and out of the bedroom? Hymns has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hymns.com/joy. That's hymns.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.